We're at the IDEA Ag Interconnectivity Conference in Altoona, Iowa. We're going to visit with one of the producers attending this conference. In fact, he was one of the speakers here to kick off the meeting, Kip Tom of Tom Farms of Leesburg, Indiana. Well, Kip, good to see you here. And let's start out, just tell us about the farming operation in general there. What do you do?
Okay, well, Tom Farms is a family operation founded, actually, family settled there in 1837, so we're celebrating 175 years this year. As I said, a family operation. I've got two sons, a daughter, and a sister in the operation, and two great parents that are still around. We operate about 18,000 acres in northern Indiana. 40% of that's irrigated, and then we operate another 4,000 acres in Argentina. All producing seed in Argentina and in the United States, about 35% of our acreage is seed corn. The rest of it is corn and soybeans.
You mentioned last night that you are probably in the extremely dry category now?
Absolutely. If you look back to some of our rainfall records, if you go back to some of our corn planted on April 6th, we've only had 1.7 inches on some of that corn. It's amazing it looks as good as it does to this date, but it's starting to give up pretty fast. Like I said, we're irrigated on about 40% of our acres. As of yesterday, we'd already pumped as much water as we have for our five-year average. So all hands are on deck, and we're very busy trying to take care of this crop.
Now, your field corn, is this about as early as you've ever been able to plant this year? Or?
Absolutely. We could have actually got started earlier, but we decided to wait for the insurance date and got started there on April 6th. Crop got off to a great start. Finished most all our commercial corn in April. Finished soybeans, I think, the 20th of April, in fact. And the crop looked good till about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And you can easily look at the USDA crop condition charts. You can see over the past 4 weeks that the corn conditions in Indiana have had a steady decline. In fact, sharp decline here in the last week since nearly a month ago.
Okay, here at the conference in Altoona, we're talking about getting interconnected. We've heard the term connected a lot in farming and the importance of farmers getting connected, but talk about interconnected and what that means to you.
Well, it's like I said last night, producing crops is manufacturing. You know, and people all of a sudden think, well, that's a cold stance to look at it because it's been my life for a long time. Well, it's my life too, and it's my passion, but I take a manufacturing mindset when we look at it. And we look at all the processes that are involved and how they're all interdependent upon each other to achieve success at the end of the crop cycle. So we believe this event, for instance, is a good example of all of the different, or some of the different technology providers coming together with producers, ag retailers, and the technology providers and collaborating and saying, how do we go forward? How can we merge our technologies? And what's the best of the field that we can advance and try to add more value to the producer's bottom line?
We were talking last night about the what-if question. So what are some of the what-ifs you're asking yourself right now?
Well, big what-if for us, and we always try to look out 5 or 10 years, and I don't know if you can do that or not today, the way technology's developed, but we're very much advocates of trying to reach out and say, let's find the technologies that really add value. Let's quantify what that value is today and how we can advance it further. I believe merging of these technologies, the interconnectivity, as they say so often here, is what's going to be important. So, like I spoke last night, you know, we look at the future, we know we have biotech, we have information management and technologies available to us today, and we have the mechanical implementation. So we merge those three separate technologies together, and 1 + 1 + 1 doesn't equal 3, it equals 4 or 5. So I hope bringing all these technologies together, events like this, people with open minds, innovative minds, can develop products to help us move forward in the future.
Give me a specific example, if you would, of something you'd like to be able to do now on the farm that you can't do, that you're hoping these technology providers will help you with.
Well, time is short, but I'll try to capsulize it. You know, every morning when I walk in, I would like to know what's occurred over the past day, whether it's from a weather station coming into an ERP system, whether it's a crop scout that found a certain pest, made a recommendation, and the applicators in the field, and what all this does to my bottom line. So an ERP system that connects all of these different information resources that we use today to come up with a good cost of operations, know that what my cost of production per bushel is or per acre, and let me make marketing decisions to help guide our business.
And as you, I think, said last night, too, helping to make those decisions, production decisions, and whether it's going to be profitable to you to do that.
Well, yeah, you know, so today we're working, Monsanto's got a technology, their integrated farming systems, IFS it's called. I think they've invested somewhere near $300 million into that, and of course their recent acquisition of Precision Planting. I think those are some technologies because Monsanto possesses the algorithms on the genetics. They know how they perform over a broad set of acres, how they perform on various nutrient profiles, management zones. So I think coupling some of these technologies together and what we're seeing with what they did with Precision Planting and what they're doing with John Deere today is really going to add value to our production capabilities. Like I said yesterday, we're going to be asked to do more with less, so we need to make sure that we leverage each and every acre to its best ability while protecting the ecological environment we operate in.